Has a great selection of wines to choose from with monthly beer and wine specials store-wide. Don't forget about all your snacks and the latest movie rentals. Morty's is more than just a gas station. Taxes and deposit are not included on sale items. At Morty's, Lake Linden. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlack, Doctors Fisher, Sarazen, Strong, and Sliss. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. And now in Lorium on 77 3rd Street. Call today for your appointment. 482-3621 Hancock, 337-5049 Lorium.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology, cutting edge. Experience, over 28 years. Results, game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Welcome back to the Joe Schaan Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Joe is in our studio. We're talking about, we just got done highlighting the Friday night semifinal against Union 6-3 over 16th ranked Union. Now we head to the championship game in which the Huskies take on the host team in their building and 6th ranked Minnesota Duluth. And any preparation differences going into this game? Of course, we didn't know we were going to be playing them until after their game on Saturday night, but is it just our game going in, or do you make any adjustments as far as the competition that we're playing?
No, we absolutely made adjustments based on the forechecking patterns that Duluth did. Our guys did a great job with it. We watch the film. We do everything the same. It's just in a condensed version. Mm-hmm. Show the guys the prep film to get ready to go and make some adjustments to that we want to do on special teams, which is a big part of it. Giving them some a direction to go on the power play on the penalty kill and get at it.
What were your thoughts on the Minnesota Duluth game, the one that overtime, as far as the way Minnesota played against Duluth, and what did you see there?
It's a great game to watch. Mm-hmm. Fast, Duluth, I thought, was noticeably the better team. Not necessarily skill-wise, but their compete was off the charts. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest concern that we had, was their speed and their compete. And we wanted to make sure that we had speed and had our guys focused on compete in that game. And it started out in not a great way, for sure. And not for anything, just a couple of just compete. They got the puck to the front of the net in the first shift of the game to Big Tufty and got inside of our low coverage and were able to bat in a loose puck at the net and then they scored after that. So it didn't start the way we wanted, but I thought we were competing in the game. So it all ended up working out in the end.
39 seconds in,
Captain up the center ice now for the Bulldogs. Richards will fire it inside of the Michigan Tech end. Stayed in his net with Packy Munson. Controlled down there by the Bulldogs down low. Huskies, Keegan Ford trying to make a play right there. They score! Well, that didn't take long. A quick goal by the Bulldogs that the Huskies couldn't seem to find the puck behind the net. And it bounced in front. Goaltender Munson made the initial. Russo save, and the rebound kicked right back out to the top of the crease, and they just slammed it home before Munson had a chance to close up the legs.
So what could have been done better, I guess, on that, Coach? Because it seemed kind of like a scramble behind the net before it popped out in front.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. First of all, we did get a bounce behind the net where the puck came to them, so we didn't come out of the battle with possession of the puck, which starts with. But you have redundancy within how you play to cover for that, and we didn't cover. We vacated the front of the net. We needed to have net front coverage from our two forwards, and we didn't have the coverage that we needed. But with that said, it was a great opportunity for us to reinforce after the first period what we need to do to cover for them. And they got another goal later on us doing the same thing out of the corner, though. But again, with our forward coverage, not our low coverage, but our top coverage not sealing down and helping us in front of the net like they need to. So it's really allows us to drive home the point of how we have to have redundancy within our system to cover for lost battles.
So we go down 2-0, as you mentioned, Nick Wolf scoring.
Until right there, now Wolf will have it for the Duluth Bulldogs at his own blue line. Gets the red line, shoots it in. Back inside the Michigan Tech zone. Mitch Meek trying to get control of that puck. Here's a chance for the Bulldogs. Walking in is Wolf, and he scores! Huskies had too many guys down low, and it was an odd man situation. And you can see it was basically a 3-on-1.
So they dump it in, Coach, and then we went back for it. Obviously didn't get good possession on that one, and they did a good job on that forecheck.
Yeah, and that's a very good hockey team. Mm-hmm. Duluth is they're gonna beat a lot of teams. That win's gonna help us tremendously if we can continue to have success. But what happened on that play again? We got beat out of a battle by some good players, and we gave too much of a seam from our top coverage. And when they walked out of the corner, what we did is we went over and chased our net front coverage, which is our weak side forward, went after that instead of holding home base and playing the 2-on-1. And they were able to get the puck over to the weak side defenseman crashing in who scored the goal. So, again, it came down to us being able to read the situation and adjust to losing the battle. So the first two goals really reinforced and allowed us to reinforce after the first period of how we have to make sure that our mindset is in our defensive zone to cover for the aggressiveness and the skill level of and the size and strength of the Duluth hockey players. A lot of drafted players and things there, a lot of good hockey players. You got to give credit where it's due, but we still have to give ourselves a chance to be able to have the most success that we possibly can. And from that point, though, we only give up one goal the rest of the game. So for the last 50 minutes plus, we give up one goal against, and that was an incredible effort, and that was on the power play.
Yes, and Nick Wolf with his first goal of the season. Jade Miller and XL get the assist on that goal. 2-0. We're down 2-0 against the sixth-ranked team in the nation in their building in a championship game. Huskies don't quit. We get a couple of penalties called against UMD. We get a 5-on-3 situation, and you have to capitalize on these chances when you get the opportunity, and they certainly did.
Hawk able to hold it in. 53 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Here's a shot. Wide open net there for Lucchini. Just couldn't connect on the one-timer. Hawk now fakes it one way. Shoots! Scores! Mark Hawk with a wrister! Right through everybody. Beat Dury and the Huskies back in this, and still a minute 10 left on a 5-on-4 power play.
You know, Coach, we saw Dane Burks with a big blast, a great one-timer in that first game, but because that's what that play called for, we had a lot of plays from the point where we wristed it in and were rewarded for it.
Yeah, it was a great play. But did you hear our crowd in the background?
Yeah.
The Misfits and everybody. I mean, there were 6,000 people in there, and you know, in Duluth's own rink with a great crowd for a championship game, and it was great to hear our support that our people follow our team so well.
Mark Ock with his second of the season. Mitch Ranke and Jake Lucchini with the assist. Lucchini almost had that one-timer right before mm-hmm. that goal was put in.
Yeah, we had two great chances before the goal was scored. We had a goal post, and then Luch missed on he shot it wide on an open net on the backside. So the movement was good, and it's not like it was just a one-shot chance. The movement was good, and we were able to get the goal.
And the key is we scored early so that we still had plenty of time on a 5-on-4. We score an unconventional power play goal, and it's a big one for local favorite Raymond Bryce with his very first goal as a Husky.
Ranke and Lucchini getting the assist. The layup offside against Michigan Tech. They'll take up just 11 seconds. A shot! Did it go in? Yes! Score! Tied the game up! Michigan Tech down low inside of the zone. Tie the game up, and it is Raymond Bryce finally able to get one as he has worked his tail off here tonight and ties the game up 2-2 on a power play goal.
Well, be honest with you, that's one of those goals where you're as an announcer, sometimes you're looking down because there's nothing supposed to be happening there. The defense for UMD had the puck. They just turned it over, and Raymond just threw it on net.
Yeah, he forced the turnover. Yeah, they didn't give it to him. He went after the guy. He poked the puck loose, and then he stayed on it and then threw the puck at the net. So it was a big goal for us. It gave us a lot of confidence. That was